So another thing that we're researching is a security dog in the school system. So we have Paul Kent with us tonight. Paul, if you want to say hey to everybody. Paul Kent's our SRO at the high school. Is this your third year with us, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's his third year at the high school. Paul has a history of working with canines. He spent 15 years in Hall County on a canine unit. Is that correct?
Yes.
So this idea was kind of born out of a partnership with the Sheriff's Department that the school would look at purchasing a dog, and I'm going to go over those types of things. This dog would be housed with Paul Kent at the high school. So let's talk about what kind of different things that offers. A trained police canine stationed at the high school will act as a deterrent and provide additional layer of security. The use of safety dogs is another element of safety and prevention, our overall safety plan. So like Dr. Franklin said again, this is another layer of protection for our students. This canine will be trained to detect nicotine, drugs, and firearms, ensuring a safe and secure environment for our students. It's going to be a friendly dog. It is non-intrusive. Dogs can provide sophisticated drug and weapon scent detection while maintaining a warm and welcoming environment. So that's one of the things we're worried about, you know, is it going to be, you know, a dog that can be used with our students? And the answer is absolutely. And I'll go back to talking to somebody I spoke to today that's already implemented this. The canine will conduct searches at the middle and alternative schools, along with the high school, of course, and it would visit our elementary schools, but those would clearly just be for education and promotional reasons. It wouldn't be to do searches. This dog would be trained to detect firearms, as I said, ammunition, and any related gun products as well.